Southeast lawmakers will try again next year to fund 4 tourism projects vetoed by former Governor Sarah Palin. That's because they failed to override those vetoes during Monday's special legislative session. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Anchorage meeting was called to confirm new Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell and to override Palin's veto of about $28 million in federal stimulus funds for energy projects. Those two measures passed. But some lawmakers also tried to override the former governor's vetoes of half a dozen projects from the capital budget, 4 of which were in Southeast. They won support from 40 of the 59 lawmakers attending the special session, but that was 5 short of the number needed to resurrect the projects. Palin vetoed $2.3 million toward cruise ship berth replacement and improvements in Ketchikan. She also cut $2.6 million for sidewalk and park work in Sitka. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman put money for the projects in the capital budget approved by the legislature last spring. He says he'll do the same thing next year.
They're all good projects that'll help the visitors industry in Ketchikan and Sitka. But it would have been nice to have the appropriation authorization so we could put those projects on the street as soon as possible and preferably have crews working on them this winter and into next summer. But we'll have a several month delay now.
The projects were to be funded by revenues from the head tax charged to cruise ship passengers. That tax funds projects and services used by tourists, as well as an environmental monitoring program. The veto override attempt also included about $5 million in court system improvements, most in Anchorage, but some statewide. The total to be reinstated was $10 million. Stedman says he's not surprised the effort failed.
You know, when you look at veto overrides on capital budgets, there's been very few that have succeeded in the life of the state of Alaska. So it's a difficult number to obtain, a 3/4 vote, as you can see with the weatherization money and how what a high profile that had around the state. And that was, you know, passed by one vote.
The 4 tourism project vetoes were in Stedman's Senate district, which includes Sitka, Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell. 50 other projects totaling about $55 million were left intact. At the time of the vetoes, Palin's budget office pointed out that that included about $16 million for other work in Stedman's district. Palin has targeted the district and head tax projects before. Stedman says that's not unusual, since his job as Senate Finance Committee co-chairman is to assemble the capital budget, and that puts him in an adversarial role.
Clearly, there was some concerns over the last few years' capital budget with the previous governor, with omissions around the state of projects and or concentrations, heavy concentrations in a couple of areas and leaving vast areas of the state with nothing. So, you know, we had to work to rectify that and get a balance of appropriations around the state. And naturally, that led to some difficult discussions with the administration and the governor.
Stedman says he expects a better relationship with Sean Parnell, who became governor when Palin resigned. Parnell is a former Senate Finance Committee member, and Stedman says they're already talking about how to handle head tax-funded projects in next year's budget. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.